The biometric voter registration has begun across the country, with some centres facing technical challenges with regard to registration kits. The exercise, which will take 40 days, has recorded high turnout in most constituencies. However, the detailed nature of the registration process compels prospective cardholders to spend more than 7 minutes each before registration is completed. This has resulted in large queues at most centres. At Nansuman Mount Olivet Centre, the machine, which was to be activated by the registration officer, rejected his fingerprints 3 times, as well as that of his assistant, making it impossible for the applicant to be registered. As at 8:30 a.m., no one had been registered. Speaking to Radio Ghana, most of the applicants complain about the late start of the exercise. Naomi Kome and Georgette Cole went round some centres and have filed this report.
In the face of advancing ICT and the emerging challenges in voter registration, the Electoral Commission decided to replace the current voters register with a biometric register for subsequent elections. Biometric voter registration involves the use of biometric technology in voter registration. This involves the use of computers, fingerprint scanners and digital cameras to capture the biodata of applicants. The old method of registering voters did not have inbuilt mechanism for detecting multiple registrations, but the biometric can detect and remove multiple registration from the system. All Ghanaians with sound mental health and of the age of 18 are qualified for the registration. A registration officer at the Dansuman Most Holy Heart School Center, Michael Della Anyawe, said the exercise started on time, but however, there were 2 registration materials which were yet to arrive at the center.
Everything is going on well, and since today is the first day, the crowd is really anxious to get being registered. So they are rather pushing pressure on the workers. They all want to be registered at the same time, which is impossible. But we are trying to control them. But I think from 4th to 5th day going, the pressure will come down. So far what we have, it will be okay. But it's just that what the things we needed is only 2, but we called the EC official. They are on their way coming with the material. So if let's say that was we have 100 people and we are able to do what they're able to compromise, we'll be able to work with them so it gets to 5 o'clock. But if they don't compromise, that means that there's going to be delay.
An applicant, Daniel Yabua at the Mount Olivet Methodist Church Center, also complained about the delay in the registration and asked that center should not close at 6 p.m. but extend time to cover the lapses.
The time is from 7 to 6, but the time lapse. We haven't started up to now. So I will be very happy if the lapse time will be added to the time. No, because what is the time now? 8:35. If it is 8:35 and they are starting at 7, the time lapse should be added to it so that nobody will be there.
Mr. Yabua was hopeful that the scheduled days ahead of the registration would see the exercise ending successfully.
A report by Georgette Cole and Naomi Kome. We now go over to our regional correspondents for a live update on the ongoing exercise. First, the Ashanti region, and Thomas Nsoeje is the correspondent. How is the exercise going in the Ashanti region, Thomas?
Yes, it's going on smoothly already. We've gone around to see what is happening on the ground. Our concentration was at Sibin constituency, where we visited Asafo Goyal, Tripoli, Asimboys, Moonlight, AME Zion, Asafo Cement, Oporikrom, and Amangwetia polling stations. As at 10:45, Asafo Goyal has registered 20 candidates or 20 people. Tripoli had also registered 15 around 11:45. When we went to Moonlight, around 11:50, 30 has so far taken their 10. We have to put on record that so far where we visited there hasn't been any problem, but they are talking of delay in the process. Some of the machines are so low that it takes a lot of time for one person to go through the process. There was another area where the complaint was that the battery was so low that accounted for the delay in the process. But when we spoke to the electoral director in Ashanti, Mr. Tete, he was saying that they've made provision for alternative batteries and then a standby generator. So So you couldn't understand why the running down of a battery should cause the delay. Then again, we also have some long queue at most of the areas we visited. And I also made to believe that in the course of time, especially those areas where the exercise was faster, they were able to meet all the people in the queue. But because it is also a process, and because Ghanaians are very eager to go through the first time, the eagerness is so much there that you can't run away from it. But we hope that as and when the process continues, some of this eagerness will ease for the exercise to go through successfully.
Thank you very much, Thomas. That'll be all for now. And now to Tema, where Dominic Logi is our correspondent. What is happening in Tema?
Yes, Sami, the registration exercise started in the Tema metropolis amidst some challenges. Most of the centers I visited had challenges operating the data entering machines. This delayed the start of the exercise in the centers. Some centers issued their first voters' ID cards after 8:30 and some after 9 a.m. 576 registration officers have been deployed throughout the three constituencies in the metropolis. They are operating in 96 centers in the factory, and after 10 days, they will move to other electoral areas. I am presently at the Agri Road number 1 and 2 registration center in the Tema West constituency. In an interaction, the officer in charge of the center, Isaac Jedu Ampopo, said three people were at the center to register without any of the required ID cards, and they were assisted to register after their identities were authenticated by others who know them. As at the time of coming on the air, 16 electorates were registered. A potential voter who came to the center at 6:30 a.m. had his card at 4:42 in view of the number of people who have turned up to register and the slow nature of the process. At the Chemu Secondary School number 1 registration center in the horticultural electoral area in Tema East, 10 people went through the process as at 9 a.m. The officials had problem capturing the fingerprints of the first person. They, however, managed to capture the 10 fingers after wiping the finger several times. At the Chibra State DHS number 1 center in Community 1, the data entering of officers were unable to log onto the machine and had to wait for a technician to come from the metro office of the EC to help them log in. This infuriated some participants who were in a queue waiting to be attended to. I was also at the Padmore Primary School number 1 center, where 8 people had their biometric voters' ID cards as of 9:30. The fingerprint...
Dominic, we'll have to wrap it up here. Dominic, how was turnout? How would you describe turnout?
Turnout at the various centers have been encouraging, because in most of the centers I visited, there are queues. People are waiting patiently to participate in the exercise. But one thing I observed is that I saw some people moving around in the communities looking for the registration centers to register. They said they have no information on the movement plans of the EC, and they call for the intensification of education on the exercise to enable them to know where and when to register.
Thanks again for the update, Dominic. We also joined on the line by Mary Aziz from Takrade. How is the exercise going on in Takrade, Mary?
At various stations, turnout was generally very, very low, looking at the number of people who had registered at the time of my visit. At Intraban Community Centre in the Tema District, drizzling delayed start and then set up of registration too. And so registration had not started as at 8:30 a.m. However, about 30 people had queued up waiting for the exercise to begin. And then at Takrade, at the Robert Mensah Center in Takrade constituency, only 12 people had been registered, as officials had difficulty setting up their workstation. an agent saying that a lot of people had come earlier and had left due to the situation. I'm still in Takoradi at the Collins Avenue Centre, and MP Kenneth Otu was challenging the nationality of a registrar. He claimed he had no proof, but he felt strongly that the person in question is a Nigerian. And then at another centre, also in the Collins Avenue area, the bus station had broken down twice, and that also delayed start of the exercise. Only 8 people have been registered as of around 12:30 p.m.
Thanks, Mary, for that update. Next is Famine Onoma, our Eastern Regional Correspondent. Famine, where are you, and what can you report?
Today I left for Oda to see how the people are patronizing the exercise in the Birim Central Municipality of the region. So I just saw some of the stations, but before I was leaving from Kufurudia for Akimoda, I saw some of the areas ready for the exercise, areas such as Asene and Siabua in those areas. Then when I went to Oda, the municipal capital, also I visited some places such as Nkwantenum Ridge School, Jamaica, and the Methodist Junior High School being the registration centers. And many people had queued to have their themselves captured for the biometric registration exercise. And according to the municipal electoral officer, John Apia Bafo, he was saying that it was only one of the electoral areas that was reached, which had a little challenge of the technology of the printing machine. So that caused the delay, but all the others, patronage was encouraging. And when I went there, as at 9 a.m. at the Nkwantenum, for instance, 30 people had been captured for the exercise, while 35 had also gone for the exercise at the Methodist Junior High School. And at the Jamaica also, when I went there, about 30 people had been registered as at midday. So you see that patronage was encouraging. And Mr. Bafo was telling me that they expect at least 100 or between 100 and 150 persons daily in order to accomplish the Electoral Commission's task of seeing to it that every eligible voter had been captured in the exercise during the 40-day program that is being handled by
Thanks, Kwamina. Thank you very much, Kwamina, for that update. And also John Samatha in Sunyang. John Samatha, how is it going in Sunyang?
Well, in Sunyani, I can tell you that at most of the registration centers, registration is progressing smoothly. I witnessed the start of registration at the Victoria Park in Sunyani, and they started at 7 o'clock on the dot. And there was quite a queue at the time of starting, well about 40 to 50 people in the queue, and then lots of others also standing by watching the process. I also left Sunyani Town, went to the outskirts, so went to Iswatre, Iswest, and there too, voting was going on. But then I got wind of some challenges, mainly to do with a power source. At Iswatre, the voting was delayed for about an hour because of lack of a power source. But in the end, our assemblyman for the area, that Echinase, solved the problem by getting one of the neighbors, the neighboring residences, to provide power. And then at Kwitri, LA Primary School, that's where I discovered a major setback. They started their registration at around 12:05 because the printer supplied to them would not work. Some technicians looked at it, and then later they had to replace it before voting could start at around 12. So basically, in most centers, it is the registration is going on with the public showing a lot of interest. Everywhere there's a queue of not less than 40 people, So basically, apart from this problem to do with power source, and then a couple of printers that wouldn't work, everything is progressing smoothly. And some of the people registering I spoke to were also not very happy about the pace at which the process is carried out. They say it's a bit too slow.
And thanks for the update,
some
John.
Of the officials, they think that probably because it's the first day, some of the officials are a bit cautious, but as the exercise progresses, they are going to get more confident with the machines and things might speed up a bit.
Thanks for the update. Now to the Volta region, where Kobla Ali Kukubo is standing by. How is the exercise going in the region, Kobla?
Since morning, things have been going smoothly. Of all the stations that I've visited, you can see that public awareness is very high. There are a lot of queues in most of the places. But one basic thing they all complain about is the low pace of the system. The system is so slow that it takes more than 30 to 40 minutes to finish one person. This has delayed the cost. More so, some of them also have technical problems with the system. So they have to call for experts to come and set it up before they could start. That has caused some delays.
Were there any security challenges?
No, there are no security challenges. The whole place, the whole, anywhere I went, the system was very cool. The people were so composed. They were in their queues nicely, waiting for their turn.
Yep.
And also, one basic thing I also realized that at Aflawo, where people were alleging earlier on that our neighbors from Togo may come to vote, to register, nothing of that nature was happening there. You don't see the minors or those who are not qualified to register attempting to do anything there.
Thanks for that update, Kwabula.
Thank you very much.
And now to Kingsley and Anabwedu in the Central Region. Kingsley, what's up in the Central Region?
Well, everything is fine here in the Central Region. The process is going on smoothly. I must say I've been to Jejano Cluster, Castle, Town Hall, and elsewhere. I've also been to Elmina. But all the places that I visited, people are in queues nicely waiting to be registered. But one or two challenges that some of the officers told me is the fact that because there is a cluster and they will be moving to other electoral areas, certain people that are not supposed to be in a certain electoral area, they come from far to come and register there, thinking that when they do it and they will take their hands off and they will be free. So they need to be explained to us to the need for them to stay wherever they are so that it will get to them. That has been one challenge. I was also told that there are instances where those who have just turned 18, when they come, some of them don't even have any of the national IDs. So it also become another issue. They will need somebody to guarantee for them. That is when those who are coming from far, they lie. Because when you are coming from far and you don't have any ID, you need a guarantor. And they may not find any guarantor there. And it is creating a lot of problems which have been sorted out. I must quickly also add that...
Kingsley, we'll have to wrap it up here for lack of time. Thanks for the update.
Right,
those were original correspondents reporting on the biometric voters registration. Registration for the biometric voter ID card has been stalled for close to 7 hours at the Apostle Kwejo Safu School under the Awoshi electoral area. Applicants turned out for the exercise as early as 4 a.m. In an interview with Radio Ghana, the registration officer for the area, Stella Frimpong, said they had a problem with the machine capturing the fingerprints of applicants as it keeps freezing every few minutes. She spoke to Yvonne Atilegu.
We came and met people here, a lot of people. We didn't give numbers. Already we were having numbers already. And we didn't have chairs even to sit on it, so we had to go around looking for chairs and tables and others. And after the whole thing, we started and our machine is disturbing us. Especially the printer, the data entry man, he's having a lot of problems. After entering one or two, the machine will freeze. The whole thing is slow. That is all. Nothing is low. So
okay.
We, the registration officer, we can't write. Since this one is not moving, we can't write. We can't register anybody. So since morning is 11:30 now, we have been able to register about 4 or 5. It's more than 5. Six
people. Okay, some of those who wanted to register were saying that you people said you were calling the technical officers of the EC to rectify the problem that you weren't getting to. How should
we did. We did call them. But because of the number we are having now, the technicians, they can't all be here. So they have been giving us what to do, instructions, what to do.
So did you get in contact with some of them?
Yes.
And were they able to rectify
it? Yeah, we did it. But the whole thing is repeating itself again. After doing it, the thing will freeze. So we have to restart the whole thing.
A registration officer talking to Yvonne Atilegu. We're now joined on the line by Mutala Issa from the Northern Region. Mutala, what can you report from the Northern Region?
Thank you very much. I spoke to an official of the Electoral Commission from the Northern Regional Directorate, and he told me registration is going on all over the Northern Region. But as I speak to you now, I've been through some polling stations in Tamale, and registration is actually going on. The problem is that in a few of these registration centers, there were challenges which were technical in nature. The printer especially had problems, but the technicians were all around trying very hard to work. In Tamasco Assembly A, for instance, I got there, the machine was not working, but the technician came, he was able to work around it, and then they started registering. They registered about 11 people before I left the center. In Unity Primary, which is in Tamale Central, as at the time I left the center, they were still working on their machine. They have technical challenges, but the technician assured me that sooner rather than later, they will finish, and then they will be able to register people.
Thanks,
I'm
Mutala.
Also spoken to Mutala. People in town.
Mutala, thanks for that update. We'll have to end it
Thank
here.
You very much, sir.
Unfortunately, we could not get through to our correspondents in the Upper East region to know what is happening there. We'll bring you a report from the region when we get through to them. We are joined on the line by the principal PRO of the EC, Sylvia Anno. You may have heard about some of the challenges at the start of the exercise. What is your response, madam?
Thank you very much. Once you're dealing with human beings, you're dealing with machines. Some of these things are affected. But it depends on the volume, the nature. How many centers do we have problems? Right now, it's even premature, so easy to identify. We have people on the ground. We have technical people around in every district. There are two of them who are going around so that in case of any problem regarding the machine, they are rectified as soon as possible for them to be able to continue with the registration.
Anticipate these challenges?
Sorry?
Did you anticipate these challenges?
That's the reason we have technical people on the ground, because we are dealing with machines, so anything can happen. But by and large, you know, for now, we are not, the scale is very low in terms of the kind of problems. Some have been faced, some problems have occurred because the people there, they don't know how to operate the machine, you know, little problems, and they have been rectified. I don't know about other things because it just started, so I cannot give you a comprehensive report on anything. I think it's premature now. So the main thing is that let us identify those places where we have problems. Our people are on the ground, we are monitoring, so that if there are any problems, just draw our attention to it, and you might be contributing to a worthy cause.
So Ghanaians should not be too worried about these challenges.
No. These are minor issues that can be handled.
Thanks.
So they should rather be encouraged to register if they are qualified.
Thanks for your time.
To their
That was the principal PRO of the EC, Sylvia Anno.